بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم: اصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الامور محدثاتها، وكل محدثه بدعه، وكل بدعه ضلاله، وكل ضلاله في النار. My dear respected elders and brothers and sisters, I ask myself and I ask you to ask yourself, do we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we really and truly love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I know you answer that yes. Is it true? What is the evidence of that? What is the evidence of that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us and ordered us to love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day we will meet Allah and He will ask us, what is our answer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as His blessing, as His ni'mah on the believers. And that is why it is so critical to know who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was and to appreciate Him and to love Him. Love for Rasulullah ﷺ is not an option. It is a part and a pillar of our iman. And without the love for Muhammad ﷺ, it is impossible to be a Muslim. This is stated both in the Quran and the Hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the famous ayat of Surah Tawbah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, say, tell them, announce, declare, if your fathers, and remember, any time this kind of khitab is there in the Quran and the Sunnah, it is gender independent. Father is not a gender specific term. Father meaning parent, son meaning son and daughter, wife meaning wife and husband, spouses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your families and the wealth that you accumulate, that you have gained, the commerce in which you fear a decline, the businesses in which you fear a decline, the dwellings, the houses, the homes that you delight in, if these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerated 8 things, if these are dearer to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, than striving hard and working hard in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَتَرَبَّسُ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ, then go and wait for the adab of Allah, for the punishment of Allah. And Allah does not guide those who are fasiqun, rebellious. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all those relationships and all those possessions which are not only our dearest, they are not only dearest to us, but which are permitted and in cases rewardable. Accumulation or earning of halal wealth is equal to ibadah. It is rewardable. Serving your parents is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do, and Allah will reward us for that. To raise your children well is rewardable. To be good to your spouse is rewardable. Building a house or having something with halal income, rewardable. Yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you love them, loving them is halal, loving them is jaiz, loving them is natural. But if you love them more than you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you love them more than you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love them more than you love striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is a problem. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, in His glorious and magnificent way of saying? Allah says, then go, I don't need you. فَتَرَبَّصُوا, get out. And not just go away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will send my punishment on you. فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Wait for the hukum of Allah. My brothers and sisters, the thing to understand is the reason why we must love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. It's not only because he was the most lovable of people. I was speaking to my Arabic teacher this morning, and he asked me, what is your khitab today in Jummah? I said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do we love him? He said, who doesn't love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The issue here is not that. The issue here is not that we love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he is lovable. Yes, he is lovable, but the issue is, what is the meaning of love? What is the evidence of love? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say simply just declare that you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khalas, you are good to go. No. The issue is, why? Why must we love him so much? He is lovable, yeah, sure, okay. But why must I love him more than I love my own family, my own blood, my own children, my own parents, and all of the rest of the stuff? Why? Because joyful obedience, fulfillment of our life's purpose, and the dedication that demands can only come through love, not fear. And that is why we must know who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. To know him, to love him, and to try to become like him. Let me ask this question. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks in through that door, just now as I am speaking, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just walks in through that door, walks into our masjid, how many of us would look and say, wow, that's an impressive man. I wonder who that is. And how many of us will say, wallah, subhanallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ya Rasulullah, laqad sharraftana, ya Sayyiduna, marhaba bikum, ya Habibullah. Which one of this will we be? My brothers and sisters, that of course will depend on whether we recognize Rasulullah or not. My question is, how can I recognize somebody I don't know? It's not possible, right? Knowing about and knowing are two different things. And that is the reason why it's so important to study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I know it's a strange thing to ask Muslims who rely upon his shafa'at on the day of judgment and who look forward to and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the meeting with him on his house, Al-Kawthar. And people who hope to follow him over the Sirat and who seek his company in Jannat al-Firdaws. It's a strange thing to ask them. Do you love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you know Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Can you recognize Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Strange thing to ask. The question is, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all this for all of you, but my question is, how appropriate is it if despite wanting all these things, we cannot recognize Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we see him? Because we don't know him. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. قال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. I remind myself and you, and I advise myself and you, make it a habit to continuously send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Continuously keep on sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially on Friday, but throughout. Any time you are not talking to somebody, any time you are not engaged with something else, let your tongue be moist with durood and salam on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is among the best of the adhkar, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam 10 times on the person who sends salam on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam one time. So this is directly, you know, it's wealth. My brothers and sisters, now imagine this. Imagine this. He just entered. Look at him. What do you see? The first thing you will be aware of is a beautiful aroma, like the best of perfumes. You will see a man of wheatish complexion, looking at whom fills your hearts with such awe and majesty that you will automatically lower your gaze and you will not be able to look at his glorious countenance because of the haiba that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put and bestowed on him. But have some courage. Look up. Look at him. You will see a face that glows with inner light as if the rays of the sun are reflected from it. You will see a face that is brighter and more glorious than the full moon on the 14th night. Eyes that are set wide apart, but not too wide, with pupils that are very dark, surrounded by the sclera, by the white portion, which is very white. Eyebrows long and arched, but not joined, and long eyelashes. You will see his truthfulness, his intelligence, and his kindness shining in those eyes as he looks at you. And you will love him. You will love him as did all those who looked at him with iman in their hearts. He was of medium height, neither too tall and lanky, nor too short and stocky. But when he was among people, he always appeared to be the tallest. His head, beautifully proportioned, neither too big nor too small, neither square nor round, but in between. His blessed hair, very dark and thick and wavy, coming down to his earlobes. His neck long, but not too long. And his beard thick, black, and down to the middle of his chest. Think about that every morning when you meet and greet Gillette in front of your mirror. He had a vein at his temple which became visible when he was angry. It would swell and throb. But inshallah, you will not see that. His mouth wide, always with a smile that illuminated the world. His teeth, beautiful, shining, with a slight gap between the middle incisors, a sign of beauty. Insha'Allah, he will smile at us. He will smile at you because we are those who believed in him without seeing him. And who, and about who, for that very reason he called. He said, my brothers and sisters. And he said that he wanted to be with us in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him his dua. Because we are part of that, inshallah. His shoulders wide and muscular, with a full chest and no protruding belly. His arms not too long, not too short, but proportionate, muscular and powerful. His bones and joints large and strong, but not excessively large. His legs strong and powerful. His palms and the soles of his feet fleshy. He always walked with a purpose, relatively fast, but not arrogantly, leaning slightly forward as if descending from a mountain. He wore a turban over a helmet or a cap, or sometimes just wound over his blessed head without anything underneath. His shirt, long, extending below his knees, but not all the way down to the ankles, with a slit on either side. His trousers wide, ending above his ankles, just below the middle of his calves. The purpose of both was to give complete freedom of movement to the limbs. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that you meet him on his house, Al-Kawthar, and that you greet him there, and that he returns your greeting. And then I ask myself and you, what will we say to him? What will we say to him? Especially about what we did. Especially about what we did with his deen. My brothers and sisters, loving Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not just a duty. It is the greatest sharaf, the greatest honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Let us see how his companions, the Sahaba, loved him. Because the Sahaba, the gold standard, narrated Anas bin Malik. What was his khitab? Khadibul Mustafa. Allah gave him a very long life. He was a khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years in Medina. And he lived way into his 90s. And he said, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he said, there was never a night when, there was never a night that I did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I ask Allah that for us once. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you will have faith till he loves me more than his father, his children and all mankind. And this is in Bukhari. It is related that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I am away from you, I miss you very much. When I am home with my children and family, I miss you very much and I run to come and see you. But he said, one day I will die and you will die. And I know that you will be you will enter Jannah and you will be raised with the prophets. And when I enter Jannah, I will not see you. Rasulullah ﷺ did not say anything until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَمَنْ يُوتِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَمَنْ يُوتِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ عَنَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be with those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. The prophets, the siddiqoon, the people of truth, the shuhada, the martyrs, and the salihun, the righteous. And such people are the best of company. Anas bin Malik narrates that a man came to Rasulullah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, when is the hour? Rasulullah said to him, what have you prepared for that day? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have nothing, but I love Allah and I love His Messenger Muhammad. Rasulullah said, you will be with those you love. You will be with those you love. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that we, meaning the Sahaba, were never happier than we were on that day. Because of this Bashara the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, you will be with those you love. But remember that cuts both ways. Depends on who you love. Those who love Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be with him. But those who love others will be with them. We ask Allah to keep us with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After this ayat was revealed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called the man back and he recited the ayat to him. My brothers and sisters, in all of this, it shows us that the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must have evidence behind it, must be proven. Just saying it doesn't matter. And that proof is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If there is no obedience, there is no love. No matter how much we may claim to the contrary. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count us among those who loved and obeyed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And grant us the vision of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dream in this life. And the meeting with him when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، عدوا يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.